Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on, son.
Raphael's on the track.
Come on, son. Come on, son.
What up, y'all? Man, it's been a minute, right? Been so many things going on. So much back and forth for me. Back to Chicago, back to Atlanta, back to Chicago. Haven't had a chance to really sit down. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, rest in peace. Police brutality in America against African Americans has to stop, and it has to stop now. We have a right to peacefully protest. I understand the angst and the anger of a lot of people. There's a part of me that says, and this is just being 100% transparent and honest with y'all, because that's what I do on these podcasts. There's a part of me that says, yeah, go ahead and tear down Walmart. Go ahead and rip apart Nike. Go ahead and tear down Target. Go ahead and run up in Gucci. Go ahead and run up in Louis Vuitton. There's a part of me that's so angry that I say, burn them all down to the ground. But then there's the sensible part of me that knows that really what's good that is that going to do? The only thing they understand is economic power. So if you really want to flex on them, stop spending your money with them. Stop going on Facebook. When has Mark Zuckerberg stood up for us? When have Jeff Bezos from Amazon stood up for us? When are the heads of Walmart said anything, anytime an African-American male or female is executed by racist police? When have they been out on the front line? So was a basketball player, football player, somebody, and so was a statement issued by a team. Now we understand what Colin Kaepernick was kneeling about. And Drew Brees is going to make those asinine comments concerning he doesn't support anyone that disrespects the flag of the United States of America or of our country. It's the same place, Drew Brees. That's number one. Then he retracts it with a BS apology. I stand with the black community against systemic racism, blah, 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 blah. Come on, bro. Either you're down or you're not. Man, why does it take protests to make you say something in the first place? Why does it take Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and all of them to step out and say something once we start protesting? But as soon as it happened, before there was any protest at all, none of y'all said nothing because you are a white privileged quarterback. The NFL is just as racist as it is on the streets. All my white listeners out there, if you went out there and protested, if you tweeted, if you put up an Instagram post, thank you. If you're quiet on it, you're complicit. Because a lot of times, for white privileged America, all we're good enough to do is to be a basketball player, make you laugh, or an entertainer, or watch a movie with one of us in it. It's not going to be a whole cast of us, one of us. Or your favorite TV show that has your favorite black character, Deacon on King of Queens, or whoever is the black doctor on ER, or Grey's Anatomy, or something. We already know what it is. We've been walking through this darkness for over 400 years. George Floyd's death is the match that sparked the powder keg. It's been going on for too long. Sandra Bland, say her name. Breonna Taylor's killers are still at work. They're at work right now. Chilling, laughing. Ha 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 ha. Ha, why can't the federal government institute laws for every police department? Why can't that happen? They could take our tax money, but each and every different police department has their own sets of rules. Nobody gets convicted, so there's no consequences. It's going to repeat itself. This is the same way we were treated when we decided, listen, okay, y'all going to keep us segregated, fine. We'll build our own black banks, our own black hospitals, our own black colleges, our own black movie theaters. We'll do this stuff ourselves. We'll do business with you, but we're going to stay over here and just build our own black wealth. And what did y'all do? Marched in there, burnt our shit down to the ground. And I'm talking about white people's ancestors. These are your ancestors. Lynched us without provocation. These are your ancestors. Beat Emmett Till to death for doing something that he did not do. These are your ancestors. Try to use Martin Luther King as a way of keeping us in line with peaceful protests, but you shot Martin Luther King in the throat. These are your ancestors. These are your people. All lives matter, my ass. Black lives matter. Your life been mattering. When does mine start to matter? How many times as a white person have you ever come out of a store and been thrown on the hood of a police car, everything in your pockets taken out and thrown onto the ground, taking your ID out and looked at it, and then when you ask, why is this happening to me, officer? Oh, you fit the description of somebody that was robbing people around here. Bullshit. How many times have you been gathered in front of your friend's house and they pull up and hit that thing on you? Whoop, whoop. All right, break this up. Now, we just out here chilling. My man live right here. I don't care. Break it up. In your own neighborhood, where you pay taxes at, in front of your own house. You're not allowed to retort. You're not allowed to say, fuck you, man, I live here. Because you could end up dead. When you get pulled over by the police department for anything, a minor infraction, you didn't come to a complete stop at the stop sign. Your car looks like a car that was in a string of robberies and breaking an entrance, so I had to pull you over. How many times have you actually feared for your life? And I'm talking to everybody that's listening to this who's not African American. Or any kind of Caribbean American, I don't care. If you're anything other than black, how many times have you ever had to fear for your life? This is what we go through on a daily basis dealing with the police department. They target us. There's a video going around on the internet right now of a bunch of black and brown police officers talking about how they were instructed to target black and Latino men. I hate the word black, but that's all y'all understand. Because to me, we're all African-American. The motherland is Africa. That's factual. That's factual. Whether you're from Jamaica, Trinidad, wherever, Dominican, Puerto Rican, the motherland is Africa. So you could be Puerto Rican American. There's Afro-Cubans. Let's do a little history test on the Afro-Cuban. Fidel Castro was an Afro-Cuban. You know why Fidel Castro took over? Because Batista was letting all the white Americans come in and take over the damn country. And he was filling the white Cubans' pockets up with money, which he was considered himself a white Cuban. And the Afro-Cubans were getting nothing. And the mob was coming over there building casinos, and the trickle-down factor was not going down all the way down to the Afro-Cuban. So he started a revolution to take back his country. Take his country out of the pockets of a, take his country away from the Americans, who's going to come over there and steal all their resources like they do to everybody else. That's factual. You can look that up. You can say, Ed, oh, that's bullshit. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. That's factual. This is not just my dreams or fantasies. This is factual. That's what the mob was doing in Cuba, about to build casinos, and Batista was getting ready to get a lot of money, and none of the Afro-Cubans that were there, who were considered the black ones of Cuba, were going to benefit in any way, shape, or form. Power is power. When people get power over other people, they like to hold on to that power. And as long as the police department has power over us with no repercussions for their actions, somebody else is going to end up being killed at the hands of the police. It's happened too many times. Too many times for y'all to not understand what Colin Kaepernick was kneeling for. You love to change the narrative. That's the thing. That's one of the things that pissed me off. White privilege loves to change the narrative. If we say Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. If Colin Kaepernick says to you, as he did in an interview in 2016, I'm kneeling in protest of police brutality, you made it about the American flag. It was all over every sports outlet, all over every news. You made it about the American flag, and you knew from the beginning, and he told you it had nothing to do with the American flag. He also told you a veteran told him that the most respectful thing you can do is kneel. He was criminalized, chastised, blackballed. At the peak of his career, garbage-ass white quarterbacks were getting a job and nobody would touch Colin Kaepernick. And he knew that the NFL colluded to blackball him. That's why they settled out of court with him and his teammate. That's factual, y'all. Factual. You had a head start. When we say white privilege, that means you had a head start. Policemen's children were getting jobs just because they were policemen in front of them. Fire department, same thing. Construction companies, same thing. Banking, same thing. You could walk in and get a loan with little to no to super horrible credit, and you could still open a business. Can we do the same thing? No. No. Segregation was in full effect. So that means if you kept your grades up, you go to any kind of Ivy League school you want to. We weren't even permitted to go to those schools. You tout Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth as the greatest baseball players to ever play the game. But were we allowed to play when they were playing? Were we allowed to get into the major leagues? No, we had to play in the Negro Leagues. And you know damn well. That there was plenty of players in the Negro Leagues that would have bust their ass. But you have to keep your supremacy, and you have to keep shoving your supremacy down our throat. That's not good enough. Disproportionately, I hate, I can't say that word. Disproportionately locked up. Disproportionately hung and terrorized. So you can feel better about yourself. Brought over here and enslaved. Work for free. The main cog in the building of America. And you don't understand why we're tired? Never got reparations. Never got reparations. Reparations is a dirty word in America, and especially in government. You don't even want to talk about it. You don't even want to visit it. The first black president of the United States couldn't even get that done. He couldn't get national health care done. So how was he going to get reparations done? But anyone else that you put on the thumb and you squash, they somehow get reparations. And I don't want to call them out because then that's a divide and conquer. And when they came over here, they were chastised and demonized as much as we were. But the difference were we were owned. We were owned like a piece of cattle. We were owned like a piece of paper. If you ever want to even fathom what slavery must have been like, grab anything that you own and do whatever you want to do with it. These are human beings we're talking about. Treat it no better than a horse or a cow or a pig. Or a chicken. You could trade your chicken. You could keep your chicken. But your chicken ain't going to go out there and work in the fields for you. It ain't going to work in the house. And ain't going to build stuff. And ain't going to shoe your horses and all that. That's what we did. And then you raped our women. You hung us. You sold us. You ripped families apart. It sold them. And you made it people who didn't even know each other. You forced black strong men to have sex with black strong women who probably didn't even care for each other in order to make black strong children that you can further keep enslaved and sell whenever you felt like it. And then when that was over, it wasn't good enough. We had to be segregated. We had to have less than that. We are the only people who keep begging the oppressor to stop oppressing us. When has that ever worked? When has it ever worked? And yeah, a lot of y'all got one black friend, two black friends. I'm not racist. Did you say anything about the brutalization of black people? Did you get out there and march? Did you tweet? Did you put anything up on your social media about it? Have you raised your voice? Have you signed a petition? Have you signed a check? All of that counts. Or are you quiet about it? Because it doesn't affect you. Are you quiet about things? Allegedly, George Floyd passed off a counterfeit $20 bill. I say allegedly because it hasn't been proven yet that it's come from him. The cops were called. Four police officers showed up. I've never seen four police officers in one car, so it must have been two cars. Three of them stood by while one of them, Chauvin, pressed his knee on the man's neck and ignored his cries and pleas for mercy. He called for his mother and he didn't let up. Lo and behold, we find out that they used to work at the same club sometime. No, they didn't know each other. Yeah, they did. And apparently, George Floyd was very popular compared to Officer Chauvin, who doesn't even deserve to be called an officer. And while I'm on the tip of officers and on the subject of you guys, if you turn a blind eye when your fellow officer is brutalizing a person of color, you are complicit. You're letting it happen. This blue wall of silence has got to stop. You always tell us, if you see something, say something. That was the big mantra after 9/11 happened. We were all Americans. I remember this distinctly and clearly. After 9/11 happened, we was all riding around with those flags coming off our car. You know the flags you put in your window right after your favorite team wins the championship? We all had the American flag. We were all proud to be Americans. Look the way America's pulled together. Look at the way we did this. Look at the way we did that. Look at this. Look at that. We are all proud to be Americans. But right now, I'm not proud to be an American. Because America treats African Americans like we ain't like a piece of dog shit. It really, really does. And it has to stop. Why isn't there main and basic respect for African Americans in this country? Why do we get pulled over more than anybody else? Why is it okay to go, oops, I'm sorry, when you ran up in Breonna Taylor's house? You kicked her door in. You came in with your guns out. Shooting ensued. She got shot 8 times. She's an EMT worker, not a, it's not a thug. Y'all like to put the word thug on somebody when the cops do something. Oh, he's a thug or she's a thug. No. This lady wasn't. And so wasn't a lot of other people that ended up getting shot and killed by the police. When the person you were looking for didn't even live at that address. You had the wrong address and the person you were looking for was in custody. Nothing's going to happen. Oops, I'm sorry. That's it. Oops, I'm sorry. So George Floyd allegedly passed off a $20 bill. Four cops show up. He ends up in handcuffs. He doesn't want to get into the back of the squad car because he said he's claustrophobic. Y'all take him down to the ground. One of them puts the knee on his neck, the same knee Colin Kaepernick took that y'all didn't understand why he was taking that. That was disrespectful. But it's okay if a police officer puts his knee on the neck of an unarmed black man. Okay? But when Dylann Roof walked into that South Carolina church and killed 9 people and then got away from the scene. When y'all caught him, and this is the police department I'm talking to, the government officials I'm talking to, did he die? No. Y'all put a bulletproof vest on him to save his life from people trying to kill him. You calmly and quietly arrested him, and then you took him to get something to eat. If that ain't a damn slap in the face, I don't know what is. And you wonder why we mad. We shop, we're the biggest consumers in the United States. We impulse buy, I'm guilty of it. We support Nike, Adidas, Walmart, Amazon, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Chanel. I'm telling everybody now, they're not supporting us. Buy the bootleg shit. Hurt their pockets. Or just don't buy it at all. The problem I have with the looting is y'all going into the black neighborhoods and y'all putting black businesses out of business for some dumbass liquor. But really, honestly, I tell you, it's that part of me that says, I told you at the beginning of this podcast, part of me that says, whatever, man. Because they don't support us. Nobody is standing up and saying that this is wrong. Nobody. It's rhetoric. Oh, we stand with the black community. Oh, we stand with the black community. When are you going to stand? Instead of making a statement, we don't want those statements no more. We want tangible change. We want change that we can feel, change that we can taste, change that we can actually see. We don't want to hear it anymore, y'all. We don't. Enough is enough is enough is enough. We keep saying, we said that after Sean Bell. We said that after Eric Garner. We said that after Breonna Taylor. We said that after Ahmaud Arbery. He wasn't killed by the police, but he was killed by some racists, former police. When do you change the rules so the playing field is even? When? When do we get ours? We support the NFL. There's not one black person owns an NFL football franchise. Not one. And there's a small amount of minority coaches and only two minority general managers. Well, we all of a sudden, we're not smart enough to hold that position? Tired of it. Tired of it. White privilege in America, we always knew that it exists. Now y'all blatantly putting it in our face. Aunt Becky go pay $500,000 for her kids to get into USC. Right? Straight fraud. She might get 3 or 4 months in prison. Might. Might. You get up to a year and a half or something like that at one time in New York for a bag of weed. Come on. You don't see the difference here? No, we are not treated fairly. And anybody who's listening to this podcast that thinks that we are, you tripping. You tripping. And instead of saying, hey, come on, y'all, let's sit down at the table and figure this thing out. Hey, leaders of all of these movements, let's sit at the table and see what we can do to seriously invoke change. Let's try doing, I don't know, what do you suggest? What do you suggest? What do you suggest? Maybe we should be giving these cops more sensitivity training from the community so when they go into the community, they know what to expect and they're not so trigger happy. Maybe we should just give them psych evaluations more than once when they first get on the force. Got to pass the psych test. I remember my brother me telling me that when he went into the academy, he was scared he was going to fail his psych test because it's really up to them to say whether or not you're fit psychologically to be a police officer. But a lot of cops have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. So maybe they should be given the test more than once. Deal with a lot of stress. I'm not doubting that whatsoever, but it still does not give you the right to kill somebody who is not a danger or a threat to you or to society. If George Floyd was out there waving a gun around, threatening to kill everybody, we wouldn't have said a damn word. But he wasn't. He wasn't. And don't tell me resisting arrest gives a cop the right to kill anybody. It doesn't. You're trained to take a person down. This is what you're trained for. Not to use a chokehold till it kills him. Ain't this the second I can't breathe t-shirt that we've seen? Eric Gardner was selling cigarettes with no tax stamp. That means he's supposed to die? Breonna Taylor was at home. That means she's supposed to die? Sandra Bland was taken into police custody. That means she's supposed to die? Home of the free. When do we get free? Hasn't happened yet. Ask yourself, is freedom and equality really and truly for all people, or do you just want to be selfish and have freedom and equality for your people? And I'm talking to everybody who's listening. I don't care what your ethnicity is. And that includes black people. Do you just want freedom and equality for yourselves, or do you want freedom and equality for everybody? I want freedom and equality for everybody. I saw this little video that this white lady had did, and I didn't even get to the Karens yet. I'm going to save that for another podcast. This white lady had did this video showing you how dumb All Lives Matter was, and she was standing there between two houses, and she was like, oh, my God, my house is on fire. Call the authorities. Come on, please help me put this out. And then it was her on the other side acting like she was someone else going, well, what about my house? Your house is not on fire. My house is on fire. But what about my house? My house matters, too. Yeah, we know your house matters, too. But your house is not on fire. My house is on fire. So could we take care of my house first? And then if there's something wrong with your house, we could fix your house. That's what it is. Of course. All lives matter. But black people's houses are on fire. We're being killed at an alarming rate at the hands of racist police, and you want to come and tell me all lives matter because you want to change the narrative. You don't want to hear what we got to say. But let it be your kid? Let it be a white kid? I would guarantee you we would come out there and march with y'all against police brutality. For anybody. For anybody. But when we say Black Lives Matter, somehow, some way, you feel left out. So you have to say all lives matter. Then the police got to come with Blue Lives Matter. I am not a Trump supporter. No way, no shape, and in no fashion. And I expected a lot more out of the president of the United States to not try to implement the military, but try to squash this thing with dialogue. Because America's supposed to be for everybody. But if we criticize Trump, y'all jump down our throats. Leftists, liberal, blah, 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 blah. We're about blah, 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 which is a division of this country, which sucks. And if y'all say something, oh, conservative, blah, 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 right wing, blah, 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 blah. But right is right and wrong is wrong. And a man lost his life for allegedly passing a $20 counterfeit bill. I don't give a damn what color he is. The police don't have a right to kill that man behind that. And it's a sad day in America where the country is divided on whether or not that's right or wrong. It's a sad day in America when a liar like Drew Brees, who there's a photo of kneeling during the national anthem, says he's not supporting anybody that disrespects the flag. That's not disrespectful to the flag. That's a peaceful protest. A peaceful protest against police brutality. It's brutality. It's on film. You see it. It was unnecessary. If it was a football call, it would be called unnecessary roughness. It's an abuse of power. It's clear as day. There's also a video floating around of a white man who got into a scuffle with a female cop and a male cop. Somehow he got their baton and started beating them with it. Okay, then he jumped into their car, locked the doors, and took off. They didn't take their tasers out, and they didn't fire one shot at the white man. But two college kids, one's at Morehouse, one's at Spelman, were going home after curfew in Atlanta, and they were drug out of their cars and tasered. They lost their jobs because Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms in Atlanta don't play that shit. And neither does Mayor Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. They lost their jobs, and they should have lost their jobs. That's an abuse of power. We all anti-bully in this country, right? Right? We all do this and do that. We make PSAs for kids on how to handle bullies. We're anti-bully. The cops is bullying us. The cops are bullying African Americans. I thought you were so anti-bully. We always have to be a thug. We always had to done something wrong. We always had to, what was in his system? Oh, did he have underlying conditions? Oh, it's not really murder because he had a heart murmur. Or he had diabetes. Or he had gout. Or he had a cold. And the cold attributed to his shortness of breath, which is the real. No, he couldn't breathe because you had your damn knee on his neck for 9 minutes. Come on, son. You don't understand that? Human being. We're humans. I don't want to talk about this. We stand together. We'll get through this. Because every time you say that, we have to go to it again. No more George Floyds, no more any of the names of the people that died at the hands of overzealous racist cops. No more. Police department, weed out your own people. All of y'all are not bad, and I know that. I know a lot of great cops. But if you're silent about it, you're complicit in it. Weed out the bad cops so we don't have to keep going through this. Some of my great friends in Chicago are police officers, as in New York. Shout out to my man Pat Blank. Shout out to Commander Rod Robinson. Shout out to Belinda and them. Shout out to all the former cops I know, my brother Kelvin included. We know all of y'all ain't fucked up. We know that. And we know once the criminal activities happen, you have to do your job. I understand that. I could dig it, but if you know that one of your brothers is a racist-ass cop and be doing black people dirty, report his ass, because the next thing he might do is be somebody else that kills an unarmed black person. Don't stand around and watch it and go, oh, well, that's my brother. No, you got to say something about it. Get his ass off the streets for his own good and for the good of all mankind. Enough is enough is enough. I'm Ed Lover and I approve this message. Come on, son. The fuck out of here with that bullshit. Come on, son, son. This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is being brought to you by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. No, I'm only playing. Nah. Y'all keep going first. Everything else will fall into place. We'll talk at y'all next week, man. Y'all know what it is. Come on, son.
This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is produced and engineered by co-executive producers Krista Hayes and Kimana Paulus in downtown Chicago. This is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.